Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about the rest of this year and 2010 and getting ready for hopefully the next recovery and hopefully an expansion. There's still a lot of shoes to drop out there, ladies and gentlemen. I have to be honest with you. I never pull any punches. I'm a pathological optimist, just like you are. If you can't be an entrepreneur, you can't be a small business owner, in my opinion, and be successful for very long if you're not that, because so many things are against us. It's tough. It's hard. It's against all odds being a small business owner. And pulling it off and making it happen and surviving, and even when things are doing, you know, when the economy's okay, it's hard enough in those days, let alone in a recession like we've been in right now. And so I'm not going to, I'm as optimistic as I am, I have to call it like I see it, and we still have some problems in the economy. So even as things start improving, and the stock market is definitely getting better, right? But remember, Wall Street is not Main Street. You know, I want you to be looking for reasons to be hopeful. I want you to look for reasons to be optimistic. I want you to keep your eye open as we're continuing to operate for survival. You remember, 2009 is not over. Remember what I told you in the beginning of the year. In December, I said, you know, you got to make sure January 1, 2010 that you open your doors. That's your goal for 2009, the minimum goal. So as we continue to operate for survival, many of us are, many companies, small businesses across the country are, as we continue to do that, I want you to keep your eyes peeled for opportunities. But I also want you to realize that there is the chance that we have one of those, something they call a W recovery. You know, the economists and the talking heads like to talk about different figures to represent how a recession and the recovery are associated with each other. And you've heard of the hockey stick, you know, where things drop off the table and then there's a nice gradual climb out. That looks like the handle of the hockey stick, and then there's the V where we go down and we come straight up, or the U where we go down and kind of go horizontal for a little while and then we go up. But there's also the thing they call the W, and that's where we go down and up, and then back down again, and then back and then up. And if that's where we are, then we're coming up into the, we're approaching the first upward trend, and we still got another downward trend, and that could happen. I mean, there are problems with the commercial real estate sector right now. There are problems with the credit card sector right now. There's still problems with mortgage foreclosures. We've still got over 10% unemployment in America. Folks, we're not going to be. This is going to be tough sledding for a while. Now, okay, I talk to small business owners who say, "Recession? What recession? Things are good for me. Good for those people." And there are definitely those industries, those companies who are doing okay, but there are a lot of people who aren't. And in general, as I talk about the economy in general, with consumers being 65-70% of our economy historically, and 10% unemployment, and a third, it's been estimated that a third of the people who are unemployed, the jobs that they left are not even going to be there next year. Those jobs won't exist as they have been next year. We're talking about high unemployment and what many call a jobless recovery. We've already worked through one of those. We had one of those in 02 and 03 and part of 04. We had a jobless recovery. And then lo and behold, we created about 6 million jobs over about a 3 or 4 year period. So that we know what a recovery and an expansion looks like. We've just come through that. But I just want to make sure that you realize that don't look to Wall Street. Don't pay attention to Wall Street and think that that's going to transition directly to Main Street. Because Wall Street is not always paying attention to the unemployment. In fact, folks, some of the things that Wall Street is getting excited about right now is a result of all those unemployed people. When the big companies laid off millions of people in the aggregate, that gave them an opportunity to become profitable real quick. And that's what Wall Street gets excited about. They don't get excited about how many people a big company employs. They get excited about how many people, how much profit a company makes. They get excited about their earnings. And so many companies laid off a lot of people in order to drive the earnings that they have right now to get the stock back up. So don't confuse Wall Street with Main Street. Two different worlds. They're connected, but not as directly as you might think. And so as the economy is not Wall Street either, ladies and gentlemen. The economy is Main Street. And the economy is not going to be in a healthy condition until Main Street gets healthy. Not Wall Street, but Main Street. And we'll talk a little bit more about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Marshall Tucker bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you and your small business so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'm talking about the economy and the difference between Wall Street and Main Street and sort of some of the things that I'd like to encourage you to think about. When you think about your business, don't listen to Wall Street. Don't watch Wall Street. Pay attention to your customers. Get closer to your customers. I've been saying that all along. You know, talk to your customers. Find out what they're seeing. Ask your customers about their customers. Ask your customers about their industry. Find out about their industry. If you're business to business. Find out if you're B2C, business to consumer, ask your consumers about the businesses they work for, where they work, how are things going there. That's Main Street, folks. That's rubber meet the road stuff. That's how you get your indication about how things are going. Another thing you can do is spend time with members of your Chamber of Commerce. If you're not a member of your Chamber of Commerce, join the Chamber of Commerce. Yes, in 2009. Yes, in this recession. Join your Chamber of Commerce if you're not already there. And go meet other people who are members of the Chamber and find out about what they're saying. Take their pulse on how the economy is. Use your own background. Use your own instincts. Your own information. The evidence that you're seeing and that you're talking to other people about in your area. Remember, folks, at some point in time, the quality of what's happening in the world economy is all a derivative of what happens where you are, where the rubber meets the road on Main Street. You're the one out there in the middle, in wherever you are in your small business on Main Street, very near to Main Street. You're what's making the economy happen, and the real economy is not going to be healthy until what you're seeing is healthy, until people start hiring people back. I mean, this could be, if you think about it, it's been a long time since we've had this level of unemployment. And, you know, even after the recession of 2020, the dot bombs, and the attack of 2001, even after all of that, we didn't have double-digit unemployment like we do now. And so it's going to take a while to absorb the people back into the economy who have a place to go. And then we have all the people who don't have a place to go. We've got to absorb them. That's going to take longer. It's going to take training. We're going to have to redirect those people, redeploy them in other positions. That's going to take a while. Now, so this recovery, whether it's going to be it's not going to be a V, it may be a U, it may be a hockey stick, and it may be a W. But as I said in the previous segment, but either way, it's going to take a while. So don't think of this as a sprint. As you think about planning for operating for survival and planning for successes, which is what I've been talking about, as you think about that, don't think about this as being a sprint. This is a marathon, ladies and gentlemen. Settle in and get used to it, because for the most part, the economy, not your business. You know, I don't know what's going on in your business. As I said earlier, some of you are doing just fine. Some of you aren't. But regardless, the national economy is going to take a while to turn around. For example, economists are saying that the recession, technically speaking, may have ended in the second quarter of this year. But that's just a technical situation. What they mean by that is that they think third and fourth quarter of this year may have positive GDP, positive economic growth. But it's still, with 10% unemployment and all the other issues that are still out there, we're still going to feel like we're in a recession. This Christmas holiday is not expected to be a great holiday. Many indicators are pointing towards that. So settle in and just know this. If you can survive, if you can make it through this experience, your company will be stronger, you'll be a better manager, you'll understand how cycles work better, and making it through this will make you a better company. And also, if you make it, a lot of people won't. If you make it, then you'll be one of the companies that'll take this expansion forward. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.